Heathrow Airport in London, Europe's busiest airport, is closed this morning because of a power cut caused by a large fire at a nearby electrical substation. Over 1,300 flights are being cancelled, including around 50 to or from Ireland. Lots of planes already in the sky are being diverted to other airports across Europe or being turned back. And there are knock-on effects at lots more airports, including those here. Let's speak first to Graham McQueen, Media Relations Manager at Dublin Airport. Graham, good morning. Thanks for taking our call. What's happening where you are?
It's a hectic morning, I guess, on the London routes front. All flights to London Heathrow, certainly up until mid-afternoon, have been cancelled by British Airways and Aer Lingus. They're the two carriers who fly between Dublin and London Heathrow. So that equates to about 34 flights, 17 in, 17 out would be a typical day, a typical Friday between London Heathrow and Dublin. So most of those flights, in fact, probably all of those flights aren't going to take off or land at Dublin today. So there's a lot of the first of those flights would have gone at 6:40 this morning, but that didn't take off. So a lot of passengers in the terminals already who weren't aware of the London closure, the Heathrow closure. So they're trying to rebook probably onto other flights going to London. There's lots of other flights to Gatwick, Stansted today as well. So lots of rebooking happening at the moment. And we're waiting to hear, get confirmation from those two airlines as to whether those flights are going to take off later on. But with London Heathrow closed for the day, that seems extremely unlikely.
And what about other flights? Is it having any effect on other flights into and out of Dublin Airport today?
No, everything else is moving well. It's a busy day. Everything to all the other airports is moving fine this morning. It's a busy first wave, but all is good. There could be some knock-on impact over the course of the day, and you know, just due to flights being diverted to other airports, as you mentioned in your intro there, with a lot of activity through the night with planes having to divert to some Irish airports and other airports around Europe because they couldn't get into Heathrow. So that's likely to continue over the course of the day. So passengers should expect some element of disruption. You can get to the airport, Dublin Airport, in normal time, 2 hours before short haul, 3 hours before long haul, but you might expect a little bit of disruption on the network today just due to that Heathrow closure.
Is Dublin accepting any diverted flights?
At the moment, we can't. We're full today, so that notice has been served to the network, so they will be landing. A lot of them went to Shannon overnight. I think Shannon took 7 or 8, and Cork Airport is there as well. So the other airports are busy on that front.
At the moment, the plan is that Heathrow remains closed until midnight tonight, but we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow yet, do we?
No, we don't. And I think passengers due to fly London to Heathrow over the weekend should, you know, be prepared for potential, you know, further cancellations. I think if you can get onto your airline, discuss it with them, whether you can maybe move to one of the other airports in London, because it seems very likely that the knock-on impact will carry on for a number of days on this. Obviously, there will be issues with bags in the network as well. So, you know, there will be some disruption for days to come. So passengers should stay very close to their airlines and make sure that they have the latest information.
Graham McQueen, Media Relations Manager at Dublin Airport, thank you. Editor of Travel Extra, Owen Curry, is also with us. Morning, Owen. Tell us more about what happened at Heathrow.
Yeah, the fire, good morning, the fire broke out at 11 p.m. Around 2 p.m. the decision was made, and it was called very early to close the airport for the day. That was pretty dramatic, but it was the right decision in retrospect, because it put some degree of certainty on what is a very uncertain day. There were about 120 aircraft in the sky, Heathrow bound. The first wave, mainly coming in from North America, and some of them were turned around or, you know, told to land in East Coast American airports, and diversions went all over the place. Manchester, Glasgow, Amsterdam, Shannon got quite a few, Bridgetown, passengers in from Boston, waking up in beautiful County Clare this morning. From the Irish point of view, as Graham outlined, a lot of flights, 11 Aer Lingus and 6 British Airways due to fly to Heathrow today. I'd imagine at this stage that all of those, we can expect all of those will be cancelled. The problem with Heathrow, it's not a problem. But the difference with Heathrow is that about 40, 50% of them, probably even more at this time of the year, Aer Lingus passengers will be connecting on, and more than 70% of the British Airways one. So they're not flying to Heathrow. They're actually flying to Heathrow to get to somewhere else. So it does look like we are going to take 3 or 4 days to sort ourselves through all of this.
And where does that leave people whose flights were cancelled, particularly those who were only travelling to Heathrow, as you said, for a flight going somewhere else? Will they be compensated? What happens to them?
It's the airline's problem. It's the airline's job to get you to where you were contracted to go, including the passengers who are now sitting in Shannon. The airline has to work this all of this out. There isn't extra capacity to the other hubs. We don't have the capacity to Istanbul, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Doha, to go to the places people were flying through Heathrow to get to. And even, you know, there's only about 21 flights to all the other airports in London combined during the day. So trying to rebook it's going to be difficult, but it's unnecessary as well. The airline will get you to where you're supposed to be. What we've seen with technology, with the advent of technology, is that the rebooking process is much faster. It's automated. People who have a cancelled flight will almost immediately get texts or saying these are your options. We've automatically rebooked you through this airport. The real problem here is the scale of the operation, the number of flights number of people transferring through Heathrow makes all of that much more difficult. It's also important that you will be, you know, for passengers to remember that if you're on the same ticket through Heathrow and you have the PNR, that famous six combination of letters and codes that you have at the top of your mobile phone, your boarding pass and your ticket, if it's on the same ticket, the airline will get you eventually to where you're supposed to get to, even if you're only transferring through Heathrow. It's a bigger problem for self-connecting passengers.
I think Owen's gone. That's all right. We'll return to this story a little bit later in the programme. That's Owen Corry, editor of Travel Extra, with the news that Heathrow Airport is closed all day because of a fire at an electrical substation nearby.